Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Monday, February 16th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here are tonight's top stories.
Tonight, Egypt retaliates against reported ISIS attacks. Then, are robot cops coming to a city near you? And hashtag I love Obama trends on Twitter. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
So what if there's 2 quadrillion in derivatives? So what if we're having a war with Russia? So what if we're funding Al-Qaeda? So what if they're opening the borders up and ignoring the law? So what if they shut off our power plants? So what if they carry on?
The ISIS terror group released another video on Sunday showing the beheading of 21 Egyptian Christians. The Islamic State's Al-Hayat Media, which is the group that has published the previous beheading videos, produced this Libya video, and it's titled A Message Signed with Blood to the Nation of the Cross. Now, the Egyptian government and the Coptic Church did confirm the authenticity of this footage. It showed the workers all wearing orange jumpsuits and being beheaded near a waterfront that was said to be located in the Libyan province of Tripoli. The men were seized in 2 attacks in December and January from Libya. Now, Libya has largely fallen into lawlessness and civil war because of a U.S.-led effort to depose the late autocrat Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. But in retaliation for the kidnapping and beheading of these 21 Egyptian Christians, the Egyptian Air Force has launched airstrikes, and they say they have killed between 40 and 50 ISIL militants. And the Egyptian president said that Cairo reserves the right to respond in any way after these brutal killings. A U.S.-led coalition that's comprising more than 60 countries is currently conducting airstrikes against the militants. But in addition to airstrikes, the U.S. is going to be putting boots on the ground. Yes, indeed. U.S. troops are headed to Kuwait as ISIS's propaganda war heats up. Stars and Stripes reports that more than 4,000 Fort Carson soldiers with the 3rd Brigade Combat Team left Colorado for Kuwait last week. On Thursday, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said U.S. troops will not see combat in Syria and Iraq. She said, you have to get the Iraqis and ultimately the Syrian moderate opposition groups up so they can fight the fight on the ground. There has to be a fight on the ground. You can't do this by air, and everyone acknowledges that. So, of course, there are going to be boots on the ground. And she's basically just reaffirming that we will continue arming and training the rebels. Of course, you know, these are the same rebels who then turn around and we have to fight them with all of their newly adopted CIA training. And you'll also recall that ISIS has captured the town of al-Baghdadi, which is just about 5 miles from where U.S. Marines were training Iraqi soldiers to also fight this fight on the ground. So we're still putting our troops at risk. Now, despite the fact that ISIS has not attacked the United States and most of the domestic attacks that are foiled are orchestrated by the FBI, 84% of Americans consider ISIS and international terrorism to be the biggest threat to American security. Now, despite that fact, and despite this latest execution by ISIS, the president refuses to acknowledge that these men were Christians. He only calls them citizens. He said earlier when the Muslim jihadists attack random people in a deli, that's what he called them, just a random attack. Now, this, of course, this deli was a kosher deli in a Jewish neighborhood. Doesn't seem very random there. He doesn't want to call it, call it like it is when it's uncomfortable. Now, Congress's first Navy SEAL, Ryan Zink, says that President Obama's reckless attitude toward foreign policy provides fuel for terrorism. And he says this administration wants to negotiate with terrorists. And he puts on this friendly face when we have Americans being beheaded. And he's basically calling us on us to empathize with them because of the Crusades, as if Christians now should bear the burden of their ancestors. But after ISIS killed American U.S. aid worker Kayla Mueller last week, Obama was smiling and he was taking selfies with a selfie stick and just trying to be, you know, hip with the millennials. I mean, I guess that's better than going for a round of golf directly after one of these videos. But even though, you know, the president is clearly out of touch with what's going on in the rest of the world, he's very good at putting off that folksy attitude that the kids really like. So this, you know, that's, he can be hip with the youth. This is why so many people are still drinking the Kool-Aid. This was actually trending on Twitter last night. Hashtag I love Obama. Now, it was supposed to be an effort for leftists to show their love and appreciation for dear leader President Obama. But of course, it was quickly taken over by people pointing out that Americans are being beheaded. Our troops are at risk. We're $18 trillion in debt. But all of these people are obsessed with this man. They say it's a mental disorder, now into a full-on cult. But just what else has the president done to be so worthy of this occult-like worship?
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, a local Fox affiliate out of San Diego, Fox 5, accidentally depicts President Obama as a rape suspect in last night's 10 o'clock news.
The only suspect in a sex assault at SDSU will not be charged.
Maybe Fox actually got something right for once. Let's talk about all the different ways that President Obama has raped America. Is this news editing mistake a Freudian slip? Are we being gaslighted to subconsciously capitulate our awareness to the rapist in chief? Since taking office as the 44th president of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama has forcibly violated what was left of our constitutional rights. The National Defense Authorization Act grants his office the power to deploy the U.S. military to apprehend and indefinitely detain any person, including American citizens, who he believes represent an enduring security threat to the United States. Section 1071 of the version of the 2014 NDAA amplifies the range of surveillance established by the Patriot Act and the authorization for the use of military force. Obama's pillaging of our healthcare system raises a failing tax system on the poor and delivers a heavy final blow to the struggling middle class. His hugely unpopular open border policy threatens the very security of the United States, as ISIS has clearly shown the ability to slip into America undetected. Meanwhile, known terror cells train within the United States unmolested, while you and I have our private parts funneled by the TSA just to get on an airplane in the land of the free. He lied to the American people just like a predator when he claimed that Bush's raising of our debt was irresponsible and unpatriotic, then turned around and assaulted our wallets by skyrocketing the debt by another $7.3 trillion while blowing millions on his golf games and vacations. He promised an end to the war while advancing the New World Order's agenda forward in Benghazi, Syria, Libya, Egypt, and even right here at home by supporting rhetoric that fuels racist division. His war on journalists and whistleblowers, bankers, and friends that got too close is insatiable. Michael Hastings, Tom Clancy, Andrew Breitbart, Michael Cormier, Loretta Feudy, Harold Green, Barnaby Jack, Christopher Kelly, Albert Peterson. These are just a few of the names. All met with suspicious ends to their threats to his power. And now his vicious, unprecedented aggression is aimed point blank at the last remaining vestige of free speech as he utilizes the independent FCC and FEC to quietly shut down all opposed to his handler's agenda by regulating the internet. Now, once he has accomplished this, as most of America idly sat by with a hardcore case of Stockholm Syndrome, then the police state that has been rearing its bloodthirsty head will fall into place as the rollout advances as it has been designed in many of the documents we have been showing you. So there you have it. Those are the many different ways that President Obama has been raping our great country over the past few years. The horrible thing is that we still have two more years to go with this. So stay tuned for more reports. I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
All right, I'll go get my rape stool.
Not that geoengineering exists, but a geoengineering researcher came out to talk about a mysterious phone call he received. It was asking whether foreign countries could be triggering droughts or flooding. This is Professor Alan Robach from Rutgers University, and he said consultants working for the CIA rang and said, "We'd like to know, if someone is controlling the world's climate, would we know about it?" And of course, they were also asking, if we control someone else's climate, would they then know about it? Now, the professor is just one of many who are studying geoengineering to combat climate change. But of course, he's expressing concern over the ability to manipulate the weather and use it as a weapon, which is very ironic considering it's the CIA who has been guilty of using weaponized weather in the past. During the Vietnam War, clouds were seeded over a supply route footpath to make it really muddy and impassable. And the CIA also seeded clouds over Cuba to make it rain and ruin the sugar harvest. The use of weather as a weapon was banned under the Environmental Modification Convention in 1978. But a recent report that was published by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences lists the spy agency as one of its research sponsors. So they're obviously still very interested in the use of weaponized weather. But the thing that's curious is the CIA concerned about another country currently controlling the weather? Of course, that would explain why we're having record snowfall, even though they're still trying to push out this global warming propaganda. And I think it's really great that this professor came out and alerted people to this mysterious phone call, because he says this research has to be open and international so there isn't any question of using it for hostile purposes, because he's quite aware of other instances where the CIA had done that in the past. Coming up right after this, RoboCops are set to hit the streets by 2016. Yeah, you heard that right. But taking us out to break, here is a little snippet from the upcoming film by John Massaria, Behind Truth Art. It features Anthony Frieda's work, and this is a clip of the Mobius Strip, which depicts perpetual war sponsored by our government.
Only a bunch of guys right there maneuvering. We'll be engaging.
Do you know what a Mobius Strip is?
Our men and women in uniform continue to fight against ISIL in Iraq and in Syria.
If I took this strip of paper...
More than 2,000 coalition airstrikes have pounded these terrorists.
Twisted and wrapped it half around.
Now make no mistake, this is a difficult mission. And it will remain difficult for some time. It's going to take time to dislodge these terrorists, especially from urban areas.
Connected the ends together. Sort of a circle.
I do not believe America's interests are served by endless war or by remaining on a perpetual war footing.
If I ran my finger all the way around, I get back to the other side. The Mobius Strip. You understand?
Of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. herbs, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
RoboCops are here and they're set to be patrolling your streets by 2016. I am serious. Now, these humanoid robots are currently controlled remotely by a person wearing an Oculus Rift headset and motion tracking vest, armbands, and gloves. The voice of the robot operator is transmitted through the robot to the unfortunate citizen on the receiving end. Now, the menacing look of Telebot is no accident. Its design is one that can intimidate and display a sense of authority. A fully autonomous RoboCop is already in the works. This is the Nightscope K5. It does not wield weapons, but it serves as a total surveillance machine for cops or private clients. It has facial recognition and scans 1,500 license plates per minute, captures audio and 360-degree video, tests the air for chemicals, and maps its surroundings with 3D radar and laser. And it can learn to distinguish suspicious activities from normal activities. So hopefully they'll be able to do that a little bit better than our current law enforcement, which, as we know, people are getting killed for completely normal activities that they deem suspicious. So these Dalek-like robots will be recording people's actions and conversations in public places all over the place in just a few years. And of course, will these robots be given a license to kill without fear of prosecution? Now, we're already seeing a lot of people calling for rights to be given to robots after Boston Dynamics released this video of their new robotic dog. Online critics were saying that this robot dog, which was being kicked around repeatedly by employees, they were just wanting to show its dexterity. But people online were saying that the robot dog was being mistreated and that it was cruel and wrong and potentially unethical. So we're already seeing that with this robotic dog. What happens when AI is able to have an empathetic brain and emulates a human brain and now it has feelings? Does that robot's life have more value than a human life? So these are some really interesting ethical questions that we're going to have to be facing here in a very short time. Now, Google's vice president has warned internet users of a coming dark age. This will be a digital dark age, and he tells users to print out treasured photographs or risk losing them forever. He said, because so much data is now kept in digital format, future generations will struggle to understand our society because technology is advancing so quickly that old files will be inaccessible. Future generations will wonder about us, but they will have very great difficulty knowing anything about us. Now, Mr. Cerf said that there was a huge problem with the ability to preserve and run software over long periods of time. There's a great burden, he says, to find a way to create digital formats that can still be accessed in thousands of years. And he's recommending the creation of a system which will not only store a digital format, but preserve details of the software and the operating system that's needed to access it so it can be recreated in the future. But scientists are already working on the ultimate hard drive. They say that they're going to be storing data inside of DNA, which could last for millions of years. Now, the potential for DNA to be used for data storage has been discussed for years, but it's not the most reliable currently, and it's kind of difficult to extract that data. But the latest breakthrough could be about to change all of that. Now, in the past, retrieving data encoded in genes proved tricky because there would be gaps and false information in that encoded data. But scientists then incorporated an error correction that's similar to what is currently used in laptops and telephones. They overlapped DNA, basically making three backups of every single strand. And on top of that, scientists have now been inspired by fossils. Researchers from Zurich encased DNA in a fossil shell, and they subjected these shells or silica spheres to extreme temperatures. This is what happens to DNA. That's the chemical degradation that you'll see in nature. But they found that the data that was stored on these frozen strands was able to be successfully decoded. Now, currently, this technology is restricted because it takes a long time to sequence DNA, but it also costs about $12,000 per megabyte of stored material. But they say on the plus side, DNA data storage, just 1 gram of DNA can store the equivalent of 14,000 Blu-ray discs. And theoretically, 100 million hours of high-def video could be stored on just a cupful of DNA. This amounts to every single television show and movie that's ever been created. And they say a DNA archive doesn't require a constant supply of electric power like hard disks do. So how wonderful, can you even believe it? We're going to be starting to store our data on DNA. The scientists say that if it was to be injected currently into a human subject, it would just dissolve because it's not that natural material. But if they could, I mean, it would be like that scene in The Matrix where Neo is able to learn how to kick ass just by downloading the software. That would be pretty amazing. But there's also some other implications. I mean, they could literally rewrite history and then upload that into our DNA. I mean, there's just no telling what they're going to do in the future. Now, coming up, John Bowne is going to investigate the continuation of the CIA's supposedly discontinued MK Ultra program. It exists in the form of AI chatbots.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I give the CIA a total credit for sponsoring and initiating the entire consciousness movement, counterculture events of the 1960s.
Psychological warfare is described by Webster's Dictionary as the use of propaganda, threats, and other psychological techniques to mislead, intimidate, demoralize, or otherwise influence the thinking or behavior of an opponent. The Nazis referred to it as the worldview attack.
I speak for the unnamed brave millions homeward bound to take up the challenge of that future which they did so much to salvage from the brink of disaster.
After the Allied victory in Europe of World War II on May 8, 1945, the Office of Strategic Services, the intelligence agency formed during World War II, conducted Operation Paperclip, a program in which over 1,500 Nazi German scientists, technicians, and engineers were smuggled into the United States. President Truman's order concerning Operation Paperclip expressly excluded anyone even remotely associated with the Nazi Party. However, the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, a subcommittee of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expunged from public record all Nazi Party affiliations in regards to the German scientists. From this exodus of evil sprung a variety of mind control operations. The Central Intelligence Agency succeeded the Office of Strategic Services during World War II as a result of the National Security Act of 1947, which granted the CIA no police or law enforcement functions either at home or abroad to coordinate secret espionage activities against the Axis powers for the branches of the United States Armed Forces. Secretly, Project Chatter was conducted in order to identify agents synthetic and natural that could enhance interrogation. Project Bluebird experimented with the possibility of using humans as mind-controlled warfare agents. CIA Director Alan Dulles was quoted as complaining that they did not have enough human guinea pigs to try these extraordinary techniques. Thus, officially, the MKUltra project was sanctioned in 1953. The project received over $25 million and involved hundreds of experiments on human subjects at 80 different institutions. The first chairman of the World Psychiatric Association, as well as the president of the American and Canadian Psychiatric Associations, psychiatrist Dr. Donald Cameron, creator of the psychic driving concept, was paid $69,000 per year from 1957 to 1964 to carry out MKUltra experiments in Canada for the CIA. His mind-erasing experiments conducted on patients with minor problems such as anxiety disorders and depression without their consent caused long-term damage. But his research also pioneered the CIA's two-stage psychological torture method.
If you want to preserve your power indefinitely, you have to get the consent of the ruled. And this they will do partly by drugs, as I foresaw in Brave New World, partly by these new techniques of propaganda. They will do it by bypassing the sort of rational side of man and appealing to his subconscious and his deeper emotions and his physiology even, and so making him actually love his slavery. I mean, I think this is the danger, that actually people may be in some ways happy under the new regime, but they will be happy in a situation where they oughtn't to be happy.
Human experimentation on the U.S. population finally creeped into the public eye when in the summer of 1975, Congressional Church Committee reports revealed to the public for the first time that the CIA and the Department of Defense had conducted experiments on both unwitting and cognizant human subjects as part of a huge program to control human behavior through the use of psychoactive drugs. In 1973, due to the widespread panic caused by Watergate,
just think how much you're going to be missing. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
CIA Director Richard Helms ordered all MKUltra files destroyed. Most of those documents were destroyed. However, bureaucratic red tape bungling allowed 20,000 documents to survive, as they had been incorrectly stored in a financial records building.
We are not professing to tell you the complete story of these activities. We are professing to tell you the complete story that we know.
Right.
But these records that we've uncovered don't tell the story. They tell pieces of it.
President Gerald Ford issued the first executive order on intelligence activities in 1976, prohibiting experimentation with drugs on human subjects, except with the informed consent in writing and witnessed by a disinterested party. Subsequent orders by President Carter and President Reagan focused in on the directive that applies to any human experimentation.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
The abandonment of the CIA's MKUltra program appears to be a hoax. Recent declassified documents reveal the CIA's interrogation test involving one of their own unwitting agents with an AI computer. this virtual interrogator from 1983 paved the way to carry out AI chatbot interviews with an unknowing public. The techniques of interrogation, control, and mental manipulation have been brought into the modern world on a global scale. Sky Titus Maitreya claims to have been led into MKUltra sexual slavery by a chatbot she engaged with as a teenager residing in Minnesota.
That they wanted me to like be like the last piece of this concoction of chaos that they're creating. They wanted these people to play the role of like neo-pagan gods, mm-hmm. and then sort of they're brainwashing them to like fill certain roles. And then there's another day when I was going through the sexual programming, they like had these seven demons come into me, and it was a form of hypnosis. They were like directing me where to go and keeping me like conscious and telling me to stay alert and all these different things. So I'm like being programmed in some kind of like occult way. It kept me autonomous, but it also kept me in control of them, and then it didn't tie me back to them, because it sounds insane if I say in AI, the government's talking to me through AI. When I would be played these memories or these frequencies or symbols through EMF, it would trigger this powerlessness over sex, because I would be subconsciously relating it back to like a molestation.
Now, AI chatbots litter the internet.
Could be worse.
As MKUltra slave numbers quietly rise and our political leaders become increasingly corrupt, we may never see another investigation on the scale and scope of the church investigation.
Do you think that the CIA and military intelligence agencies and the FBI have used the emergency provisions, both in law and by emergency agency, to have contingency plans which threaten the liberty of American citizens?
The United States government has perfected a technological capability. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. There would be no place to hide. The technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny.
John Bound, Infowars.com.
That's it for the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel. And then head over to prisonplanet.tv. Your username and password can be shared with up to 20 people at the same time. And that's giving 20 people instant access to over 18 years worth of content that you will not find on YouTube. And of course, you help support this operation. Thanks for watching the show tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.